community and connection is really, I think, the most important thing that can happen right now in this pandemic, that we feel our collectivity and that we're here to help each other move through this, and that we can provide some important tools to help keep people calm and centered.
Welcome to Small Business Stories presented by Vistaprint. My name is Jeff Israel. The world has changed a lot in the last few weeks. I'm speaking, of course, of the COVID-19 outbreak. Those changes have forced us to practice social distancing, which is why I'm recording this remotely from a closet and not from our usual recording studio. Apologies for any sound issues you may hear. More importantly, it's wreaked havoc on small businesses, forcing many of them to change strategy, refocus, and in some cases, shut down. Joining me today to talk about her business is Lisa Natale. Lisa is the owner and founder of Some Yoga Studio in Somerville, Massachusetts, where she's also a teacher. And she has some amazing tips on creating online classes. Lisa, thanks for joining us.
Thank you. I'm really happy to be able to connect with you today.
Yeah, we're super excited to have you on. Why don't you tell everybody a little bit about Some Yoga Studio?
Sure. So Some Yoga Studio was something that I had wanted to start for many, many years. After being, I want to say 29 years in the financial services industry, it was always in my heart to teach yoga someday and open my own studio. As a busy executive, I found my peace and calm by attending yoga classes. And unfortunately, as a busy executive, I was often running late for such classes and would often get locked out. And it really led me to, when I finally opened the doors of Some Yoga, open the studio that I wish had existed. I was certified in 2009 when the financial services industry and the market in general took quite a tumble. And when I finished my certification, I did a month of intensive training in the Berkshires. And I was 41 at this time. Lo and behold, I get home and I got pregnant.
Oh my God.
And wow. Always wanted to have children. Thought my time was running out. So I was thrilled. So at that time, I credited my pregnancy to yoga. And I went back to work when the market came back because I was nervous about having a stable job and health insurance and all the things that you don't have as a studio owner. However, I was still feeling that pull of this is what I want to be doing with my life eventually. I decided to start teaching kids classes for my son's preschool.
Mm-hmm.
And then that grew into family yoga. And then that grew into their parents doing yoga girls' nights. And then they would invite friends. And so my little side gig became bigger and bigger. And finally, I just decided that this was a business.
What did it feel like when you were finally able to turn, you know, your passion into your job?
I don't even like to call it my job. I like to call it my vocation because, as you said, my passion.
Right.
It was scary at first. I'm not going to sugarcoat for anyone how making a life change at now, I think I was mid-40s. Act B, starting from zero. I wasn't some well-known yoga teacher in the yoga world. So it was scary. And then you have no 401k, no health insurance, nothing really to fall back on. So it was a bit scary, but yet it was liberating.
I think one of the things I read on your website, and please let me know if this is the case, but one of the things that makes your studio special is that you're teaching in a home, correct?
In my home that I grew up in.
So tell everyone a little bit about the studio and how it all works.
Going back to me opening the studio, I always wished I had. So the way it works is that we have everything included. So we don't lock the doors. We don't lock anybody out. You come in through the back. It's one big open space. So when people come in, the mats are already laid out on the floor in an arrangement that allows for a perfect wingspan, 360-degree turns. so that you don't have that awkwardness of running late to class and then having to, you know, squeeze yourself in between people.
Right.
We ask people to RSVP, but that's not entirely necessary. We do accept walk-ins. We have props. We have towel there for you. We have water if you need it. So everything is included to make the transition as easy and smooth as possible.
That's great. That's so convenient. And it seems like, you know, it's your personal touch, right? Which is a really cool thing that to incorporate into your business.
Yes.
So I wanted to change gears a little bit and talk a little bit about the situation we're in now with the COVID-19 outbreak. Your studio is in a home and now people can't leave their homes, but you are offering solutions to help still be part of people's wellness journey and still be part of people's home life now. So what are some of the things that you're doing with some yoga studio during the outbreak?
Yes. So we're doubling down on the best part of the studio, which is our community.
Mm-hmm.
And we are offering free online classes virtually every day on a special Facebook online group that we created. And we also just figured out how to incorporate Zoom into Facebook Live because a lot of people were saying they didn't have Facebook. So we literally last night did our first simultaneous Zoom and Facebook Live virtual class.
How did it go?
It was great. I think the other great thing is people like the fact that Facebook Live stays on demand. So if they can't make the class, they're doing it on demand and they're texting me and they're thanking me and appreciative and my teachers of all that we are doing to try to support them during this time. And we're offering it all for free or donation based.
How long did it take you guys to pivot to this online situation, this video streaming?
I think it was March 13th when I made the decision to close the studio because I was worried about the health of our teachers and our community. And the day before, literally, I had said we were going to take all these protocols, you know, for safety, just in case. And then the next day, you know how things have been changing by the hour, I woke up and I changed my messaging on our website and, you know, out there on our social media and said, actually, we're closing down. My first live class on Facebook Live is going to be today at 12:15. And I had like 15 minutes to prepare for it. And I just went online and did it.
Wow. So, and I mean, March 13th, it's really funny because we at Vistaprint, we got the order to work from home on March 10th, I think, or March 11th was our first working day from home. And to a lot of people, that seemed extreme. You talk about things changing hour to hour and day to day. People, at least at that point, was like, still a, oh, I don't know, like I'll wash my hands a lot and I'll be okay. So it's really interesting how early you made the switch and definitively. What was their first reaction? Were people like, oh my God, this is too much? Or were they appreciative? I'm so curious, especially that week is burned into my mind because I remember telling people that we were working from home and they were like, really? Now? It's not a big deal.
So that morning, a client had emailed me that signed up for one of our classes at noontime. And she said, can we possibly do tele-yoga? Because I'm not feeling comfortable entirely to come into the studio. And that's what put it in my head. And then my teacher wasn't comfortable that was supposed to be teaching that class going online because you have to teach the whole class. Usually when you're in the studio, a lot of teachers teach, but they walk around and, you know, help the students and watch them. But it's very different when you're online and you're doing the class. I keep saying, if nothing else, we're all going to be super buff by the end of this. The response from the community was unbelievable. We started that Facebook online group, and all of a sudden, we had 100 people join it, I think within 24 hours.
Wow.
And then within the next week, there was 200, and then 300. So the response was amazing. And I felt like we were way ahead of a lot of the other studios. And I know we were because some of my teachers were so thankful and grateful. And I got texts from them saying, thank you. My other studios that I work for are not closing. I don't feel safe. I feel sick to my stomach. I have to go teach this class right now and I feel unsafe. And thank you for caring about our health, our safety, the health of our community. They were super relieved and grateful.
I'm curious, a lot of the people that listen to this show offer classes on a wide range of things. And was there any sort of learning curve with technology that you encountered? Or tell us through some of the growing pains of both the Facebook Live, and then I know you're just now jumping into Zoom. What are some of the things that you've learned along the way that you think you might be helpful for people?
So we definitely had a lot of hiccups along the way. I, being the owner and founder, was also the janitor. I'm also the tech person. We don't have a tech person. So it's literally been hours and hours of testing and then going out there and doing the classes and then getting feedback from our clients after. For example, when we started Zoom, I just did a small test with 15 of my students. I told them it was a test. And then I realized that Zoom is only free for 40 minutes and it shut off. So things like that, where I didn't even think about that Zoom shuts off in 40 minutes. So I was fast and furiously typing in my credit card. The other problem with Zoom has been the sound. So I use music as a co-teacher in my classes and as a motivator, as a way to have people embody the yoga practice, feel it in their body, feel the rhythm, get more intuitive with their movements, and to evoke emotion. So my classes are typically a group yoga experience where I turn the music up and down. I put the lights up and down as the class builds to a peak and then it comes down to Shavasana. So that has been extremely challenging, trying to recreate this yoga experience. And then at the end, I offer lavender Shavasana towels. So I've been telling people to try to get their own lavender and their own towels. But the technology is not great for using music and speaking and trying to teach.
Right.
So I'm ordered a microphone to try a headset with Bluetooth, and it doesn't work with my computer without certain attachments. So now that's the next step. And then integrating the Zoom with the Facebook Live. I did have a glitch with Facebook Live where I accidentally went live on my personal page instead of the group page. So suddenly all my high school friends were showing up at my yoga class and I was so confused. I had no idea what was going on. And then I realized I went live with my yoga class on my personal Facebook page.
It's funny, like these are the type of things that everyone's experiencing. Like we're just trying to power through and try new things. So it's really, you know, it's so funny how willing people are to be like, oh, I get it. It's don't worry about it. It's cool. We're just trying to get through it together, you know?
Yeah. And the lighting too is another issue we've had. You've got to make sure you have no backlit because then you look dark. So there's definitely trial and error, but it's really hard unless you dive in and practice around with it. I think it's like swimming. You can't read about swimming. You've kind of got to just dive in the water and start swimming around.
That's a great analogy. You mentioned you do test classes and solicit feedback. How do you solicit feedback from your customers? How have you found that successful?
My customers are the best. They have been so supportive and so helpful with that. They text me after class. They will write it on the Facebook Live comments. They will send me Instagram instant messages. They have been extremely helpful in trying to create an experience that is helpful to them and that, you know, we feel very privileged to be of service at this time. And we just hope that it's helpful because it's taking hours and hours of our time. So I think it's a key to know if your customers are finding it to be a good experience or not, after all the work and time and energy that we're putting into it. So they are really the key to knowing if this is working and helpful.
That makes a lot of sense. You talked too about your teachers and the teachers you have at some yoga studio. How often do you communicate with them now? And is it any different from how you and how often you communicated with them before the outbreak?
My team and I just had a Zoom meeting yesterday. And what has been ironic is some of the team members have not met each other. Some of them were new when we went into this whole situation. And so it was nice that they got to see each other. Otherwise, we do group texts. We also see each other's classes online. And I, you know, we all try to support one another. So I will go on every class that's live as much as I can and say, hi, thank you for doing this for the community. My teachers will go on. Some of them, they're taking each other's classes online, which is really cool. So I think it's been a great way to pull the team together in a way that we never could before. Being able for them to take a class of another teacher at our studio when they couldn't before, because most of these yoga teachers, as you know, a lot of them either work full-time and do this part-time, or they have a schedule where they're running around like crazy all over the place teaching at various studios. So it's really hard to pull a team of yoga teachers together that often. So I find that this has been really nice to pull the team together, for us to all be able to see each other, take each other's classes, and Zoom together. And I think we communicate more than we ever have been.
It's kind of funny how we're as far apart as we've ever been, but a lot of this is bringing us much closer together.
Yes. In fact, we have clients and students that moved away. My Saturday class this week, we had Russia, UK, and Spain represented from students and friends of mine that have moved away. And we had people all over the country, Colorado, Miami, North Carolina, DC. It was crazy to see all of the students. I always felt so sad when people would become a member of our community and friends with everyone, and then they would move away. And so now we have this digital way of connecting in ways that we never could before. And like you said, I'm connecting with more people than I ever have.
Yeah, it's now that you're digital, your local studio and your community is now worldwide, right?
Worldwide.
You know, for many people, their workout class, their gym class, their art class, their daily activity and or weekly activity is something they look forward to, and it really means a lot to them. And a lot of people haven't been able to do that because they haven't been able to leave the house. How does it feel to still be able to provide that thing that people are looking forward to while they're going through this situation?
It feels like an honor and a privilege. And I am inspired so much right now to be of service and to be helpful and to keep these important tools and messages and this tradition of the yoga practice and everything that comes with it, to provide this to our clients at a time when it, I think, is more important than ever. And also to keep people connected, I think, is the other piece of it. Community and connection is really, I think, the most important thing that can happen right now in this pandemic, that we feel our collectivity and that we're here to help each other move through this, and that we can provide some important tools to help keep people calm and centered, and as they, my clients tell me, keep their sanity during these crazy times.
Lisa, so well said. If folks want to find out more about some yoga studio online and become part of your community, how can they do that?
They can go to www.someyogastudio.com. So that's just SOME. And they can also check out our social media, Facebook. We have that Facebook group. If you would like to take our online virtual classes for free, donation-based, that is Some Yoga Online. And you can email me at hello@someyogastudio.com as well.
Cool. And we'll put all the links on the show page if anyone's interested. Lisa, thank you so much for joining us. This was awesome.
Thank you for having me. I really appreciate the opportunity and I really appreciate connecting with you today.
Once again, we want to thank Lisa for joining us. If you would like your business featured on Small Business Stories, shoot us a note at podcast@vistaprint.com. As always, thanks for listening.